This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State Republican Party Chair Ken Buck says he supports mail-in voting, despite assertions from Donald Trump that fraud is rampant. Buck tells Colorado Matters it's up to each state.
I think it's a mistake for the federal government to run elections, and that has been my problem with the bills that have been passed by Congress mandating mail-in ballots. If a state legislature decides to do that, let them put the procedures in place.
Colorado has had mail-in ballots since 2013. Colorado's congressional delegation is urging the president to send more federal help to fight the state's wildfires. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Both Republicans and Democrats signed on to the letter supporting Governor Polis's request for aid. Specifically, the delegation wants the federal government to pick up the full cost of using the National Guard to fight the fires, instead of requiring Colorado to cover a portion of it. The group also wants more federal funds for environmental protection efforts to help restore watershed areas harmed by the recent fires. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The 32,000-acre Grizzly Creek fire east of Glenwood Springs is more than 60% contained. Officials say access to trails and the Colorado River around Glenwood Canyon is still closed. Meanwhile, a flash flood watch for the Grizzly Creek fire burn area expires at this hour. For much of Glenwood Canyon along I-70 in Garfield County and parts of Eagle County. It's 82 with thunderstorms in the metro area at this hour. This is CPR News.